Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey. Is for the
horses.
Way you look at me.
It's for the way you look at me. It's also, of course, for the animal horses to enjoy as a snack or a meal. It's a meal replacement. It's actually an amazing meal replacement for horses.
My name is Catherine.
My name is Patrick, and this is the
Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love. We just unlocked a memory.
Because we were talking. Well, for one, Catherine's eating a
I'm
bar.
I'm eating something called donut.
No, it's not. It's called dreaming about donuts.
It's a true bar.
But the flavor is called Daydreaming About Donuts, which is such
a
clunky...
It's kind of fucked up, and it's kind of cruel.
What a cumbersome title
like,
of something.
Hey, you little piggy. Oink, oink.
Daydreaming About
Wish
Donuts.
Wish you could have like, a donut, Mrs. Piggy.
Yeah, it's assuming that you're obsessed with donuts.
Yeah, I actually can get by. Without donuts.
All your discursive thought is around donut.
Yeah, daydreaming. It's like, I have other things I want, a house.
It's also kind of all day I dream about sex culture.
Yeah.
Adidas.
I want property.
Yeah.
I want to own property.
And you and
I don't
that's
need
what
a donut.
But
that's what this is called. Anyway.
She was eating it, and I said, it actually doesn't taste like a donut. It tastes like old school power bars, which I said I used to love when I was a child on my way to a cross country meet.
And I said, you know what I want when I was a child? It was a Slim Fast.
And then
drink.
I said, not me in my cousin's garage hiding behind the garbage pail drinking my aunt's Slim Fast. I was always at my cousin's house taking things that my mom didn't buy and like hiding and eating them. I remember my mom wouldn't buy me Cadbury cream eggs for some reason during Easter.
That's why we're like this. That's why I'm binge. That's why I'm binge.
Me stealing a Cadbury cream egg out of my cousin's Easter basket, running upstairs, hiding under her bed and eating it.
Yeah, that's literally life.
Okay.
We are live in the studio with someone literally everyone I know in love with you, obsessed with you, never met you, been thinking of you, for years. I've been thinking of you for years.
She's always thinking, she's daydreaming about Johnny.
I've been daydreaming about you. And you know why you're so important to me? You're a celebrity in my house because... Oh. Boom, 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 boom. You are a celebrity in my house.
I didn't know he was a celebrity in your house.
Oh, beyond. Me and Brian
Jim?
Every day.
Oh.
Me and Brian every
I thought
day.
I meant Jim.
That, one of the most important TikTok talents of our generation.
Okay, please welcome to the stage.
Please welcome to the stage. Put your ears open.
For Johnny Sibley.
Hey.
I can't believe you haven't been on before.
I can't believe it either, actually.
Yeah, it must have been a scheduling issue on your end.
Victim blaming our love.
Your email's broken.
Yeah, junk.
Now, how are you?
Yeah, and
I'm good. I'm so happy it's 2024.
Are you?
Why?
Yeah, I love, I'm like a new beginnings kind of girl. Like, I love a Monday.
Okay.
Because you're an actor. That you love it Monday.
Yeah, I love
it. Yeah, you love it.
You're not clicky clacking in an
I'm
office.
Like, where is my career going?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there she is.
The offer's in.
She's starting.
The offer's coming on Monday.
You love Monday. You love beginning.
On Monday, the offer's coming in.
No, my favorite's like you get auditions on Friday and they're like, this is due Monday. I'm like, great, cool.
Yeah.
I've
miss
never.
Me, you know, I say miss me with that. When you say the self-tape's due Monday, miss me with that.
You know what my name is? Mrs. Send the self-tape in 2 weeks later.
Yeah,
it guess works. What? Doesn't matter because they aren't looking.
There's two kinds of misses. There's Miss Bad Media Karma and there's Miss Send the self-tape in 2 weeks later.
I am Mrs. in the little bit later. Actually, I'm what I'm supposed to do today. Oh. I want to say this, Johnny. You don't know me well, but I've never had zits before. Right now? Bermuda Triangle of zits on my face.
Oh my god, really? Same here. I get like one pimple a year. This yeah. is people I'm not seeing zits are like, fuck you. I have two like little cute little Mary-Kate and Ashley right here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, it's because we were laying like with our faces together and we forgot. I always like go like
this, yeah. You have Mary-Kate and Ashley and you have, what are famous triplets? There's no famous triplets. There's literally not.
I don't want to live in a world where there's no famous.
Destiny's Child. I mean, there's so yeah, many trios.
There's definitely trios, but there's not Joey.
No, they're that's different ages.
That's because triplet isn't right.
What do you mean, like the Lawrences?
Yeah, the Lawrence.
Yeah, you kind of triplet have the Lawrence brothers, but like you should. Face. You should.
I wouldn't mind if they came all over my face. Yeah.
I think the Lawrence brothers are hot, and they're absolutely are. Welcome
they
to get it.
Get
and they're still hot.
They're still hot. There's,
how did boom boom
you know
boom
what?
Come?
You know what? Okay. Before you answer
stop,
this,
I'm talking to him.
But first, I have to be public. I have to be public about the fact that one of the Lawrence brothers isn't hot anymore.
Can I see some images?
Oh, remember which
I was
one?
You to show me a squiggly.
There's Joey, Matt, and
the other one.
The other one, Lauren.
The other one has lost his looks. No, take that out. Leave it in.
Leave it in. Leave it in. It's 2020.
Do you think it's embarrassing that I posted a thirst trap where you could where I look tan in the thirst trap and you can see my Jergens natural glow wait, tube see. In the thing?
Oh. But you
can
see.
So I'm tan, but this is actually from a tanning bed. Yeah. But then you can see my Jergens natural glow. That's so embarrassing.
You should
and
have my face, it, maybe just a little.
And I have dead eyes.
That's fine. That's what a thirst trap is for.
Is that what it's for?
If someone's looking at your eyes,
they're not getting the point.
That's so funny,
getting,
he was
if
like,
you're looking at my eyes, you're only getting half the story.
Okay, because he asked me, he was like, should I post this? And I was like, well, you look a little depressed.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that doesn't matter.
Thirst traps are depressing.
Yeah. And I led with.
Intrinsically so.
And I led with, is this
Dua Lipa
depressing?
With the baby. Remember that?
Dua Lipa with the baby?
Dua Lipa with the baby.
I don't remember that.
Oh my Dua Lipa god.
Is it like Zendaya's Michi?
Yeah, in my world, in my brain, it's the same as Zendaya's Michi.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay.
But you know, you remember Dua Lipa with a baby.
I do.
What is it?
It's part of a song.
The baby used to be a rapper.
Oh, I see.
He probably still is, but no one cares anymore.
Okay, because, he's bad. He's
yeah,
homophobic?
He said some like really stupid homophobic comments.
Oh
and
my
then
god.
Dua Lipa's
about
like,
me,
no,
about
girly,
me personally?
We, you know,
he said that. He said Pat Regan's an F slur. His voice sounds gay as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called you F.
And he Agatha. Throws like a girl. And he said, he throws like a girl. The baby said, I throw like a girl.
You know, which is great. Girls throw
amazing.
Really hard and like
feminist
really.
Guess.
Yeah.
There's some amazing.
Girls throw really hard.
There's some amazing top throwers who are female identifying.
Wait. Okay, your happiest 2024.
And how did you come up with the soundtrack?
How did you come up with
to my life?
Hit it. Yeah. Get it, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's so good.
I was just watching a kid dance on TikTok, and I was like, hit it. And I was like, I don't know. I was
wow,
just like, I was literally
no
in my bed, probably like five chins deep. And yeah. I just was having fun. And then like 2 weeks later, I think, I don't know if it was Tia or Tamara, one of the twins.
No.
Posted.
No.
Not the twins.
No.
Yeah.
From your face to God's ears.
She was like in her.
Wait, I
didn't
know the
Maoris
were part of the narrative.
Yeah.
But that is huge.
And then everyone's done it. I mean, Diane Keaton posted on our page, Viola Davis posted on our page.
Oh my God.
When was
Reese Witherspoon, all the like.
When was this?
French girls.
I feel like I came to that sound effect like after it had its like big moment
like,
where I
this?
Was like, it's everywhere I want to be.
It was 2020,
but...
like. November 2020, December, and then all of 2022.
Do you know when I gained 21. Awareness of you?
What?
When we were casting Wilson. And I said, who did they end up casting for Wilson? And someone said, this really hot guy named Johnny.
Oh my God.
And I said, let me look up this slut.
And we were like, he's not that hot.
No, I was like, wow, they did the damn thing.
His eyes are not dead.
I know. I try to have like cute little puppy dog eyes.
I love
me
that.
Me too. I do have good eyes, but I'm not trying to.
I have good
when
eyes.
When I try, it's ugly. When I try, it gets bleak.
My new thing is that I think my face is all the same color. I'm scared.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like my lips are the same color as my head. I'm scared.
That is kind
of
scary.
I saw footage of myself and I was like, that girl needs something else.
That girl needs some.
You can't tell that I have beautiful eyes.
That girl needs some contrast.
Yeah, I need
some Jergens natural glow.
I need some Jergens.
One episode we should come in fully contoured but not address it.
Oh my God, we should come and snatch the
Can you contour a face?
Absolutely.
Can you?
Really? Yeah.
Really?
I knew you would be able
in
to.
In 2019, I dressed up as J-Lo in Hustlers.
Wow. Oh,
and film. I did my own makeup.
Look at me. I never saw Hustlers, but all my gay friends saw it without me. I don't care.
Still to this day.
Why? Still to this day, they've seen it without you. Without me. Yeah.
Well, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
And you can watch it alone.
You can.
Let me ask you this. Where the hell are you from?
Oh, God. I was born in New Orleans, but I grew up in Miami.
Okay, cool. And then you just had a Florida girl in the studio, too.
Oh.
Carly Jean Andrews.
And you just were in Miami for family or pleasure?
Well, it started off as pleasure. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to fly back to LA and then fly back home for Christmas. So I just stayed for the month.
Oh, nice.
And, like, picked my niece up from school, went to her cheerleading thing. And
oh, yeah, I saw a lot of images.
She must be obsessed with you.
I saw a lot of images of you with children.
14.
Oh, wow. That's so pure.
But she's like, not really. Like, they're very, like, bitchy at that age.
Of course.
Really?
You're not cool. I had to bully her a couple times to be like, you're actually not cool.
Is she Gen Alpha?
Yeah.
But you're gay on television. How could she not?
The incredible combo.
If a Gen Z girl has a gay on-screen uncle and they're not loving it, like, they're missing the assignment.
No, my favorite is when they're like, my little brothers, because they're just they're her age too, my dad kept going after a while and they will like FaceTime me from school and be like, hey Johnny, can you like say you're my brother? I'm like, I am your brother. And they're like, okay, thanks. And the friend's like, I told you. And I'm like, oh, I'm just being used for which is fine.
How many sibs do you have?
I have my sister, then I have 3 half brothers and 4 step siblings.
Wow.
How'd you have the idea to get
Brady bunch?
How did you have the idea to get this pierced? This part of your ear?
I don't know, but it's the one piercing that doesn't hurt.
Looks like it hurts the most.
It doesn't.
Duh.
It's the worst when you're like trying to listen to music though, because you have to like push it away.
Oh,
yeah. I wish my ear holes.
Sorry, you have to go through that.
Thank you for seeing me.
Not to be not body positive, but I wish my ear holes were a little bigger.
Listen.
The pods fall out.
Really?
Pods fall out. Wait,
so you want them tighter or bigger?
No, I want to be able to put them. Hole. I want them to.
Just a loose ear.
I want them to be more virginal, tight. Ooh. I want to be like.
You shouldn't have been fucking.
I want to put my ear pods in and I want my ears to go slow.
Slide
you
want to
do poppers for your ears?
And I'm like, they're not exactly small. I think. No, I want to be able to get them in deeper, I think, because even though it sounds like it's they're too big.
No.
You're literally.
You should try OOT.
Oh, yeah.
No, I need
to. You could be like a gym bro and just like wear a sweater and like the little headphones over, and then mid workout you take off your sweater and everyone's like, oh my God, he took off the sweater.
Is that part of the culture?
Yeah, that is, it's called a pump cover. Straight men drag. That is like how they get the bros to look at them. Like, they like cover themselves up and they're like, no one can see that I have fucking muscles under here. And then they take it off and they do like this whole thing. They think everyone's looking at them, which some of us are.
It sounds like
maybe like a hoodie or
yeah,
what?
It's like a hoodie.
Is it cropped?
No, it's usually
that's
pretty
a really
big.
Good idea, though.
I'm picturing like the kind that's like, you know what I mean? Like the dancers wear, like.
Oh my God, imagine. That would be so cute.
There is something powerful about wearing a hoodie in the gym.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hope I see you at Equinox.
Well, it depends on which one you go to.
I know.
Wait, so you live in, can we say where you live?
Yeah.
Street address, unit number?
Maybe not.
What area? West?
West.
I'm on the west side.
Okay, cool.
Not too far west, though. I'm East Beverly Hills.
Oh.
East Beverly Hills.
West Hollywood.
No one's ever said that to me.
I don't like to say WeHo. People are like, oh.
I know.
So I say East Beverly
Hills. WeHo, you ho, we all ho for iHo. Ice cream. I'm staying in Atwater Village.
Ooh, cute.
It's cutie patoo.
That is cute.
Cutie P.
I said if I didn't move back to New York, I'd move to the east side.
Really?
Yeah.
But I might be. But if you move back to New York, you'd move to the east side. If you move back to New York, you'd move to the east side.
If I didn't move back to New York, I would move to the east side.
Are you moving back to New York?
You're going
to
move.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm a New York girl.
I know.
So tell me about you. So you grew up in Florida.
Yeah. And then I went to New York in 2011, like end of 2011.
To make it all happen.
To really.
Did you go to theater school?
I didn't. I thought theater was only prioritizing musical theater.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm a TV and film girl.
Oh,
yeah.
Love.
From the beginning. And I just like, you know, really cut my teeth being in a background extra in Smash. You remember Smash?
Of course.
In fact, one of my recent coworkers wrote on it.
Really?
See yourself out.
That's cool.
I was like on Smash, Law and Order.
Wow.
It was such a great time to be a background extra.
Really?
Broad City also.
So you were in New York.
Yeah.
Where do you live in New York?
I lived Hell's Kitchen for the first 2 years. Of course, right?
You live in the gay places.
It is, yeah, yeah.
You get you drop your bags and you say, where's gay?
That's where I start, because it feels like the softest landing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I moved down to Battery Park.
Wow.
Which was like, I had like a really skeevy realtor.
Who's your best friend?
My sponsor.
That was tough to hear. My best friend lives there. No, I don't. I'm not talking about you. It's so funny how that is.
It isn't it? And then I went from Battery Park to Bushwick.
Uh-huh, of course.
And then Bushwick to Williamsburg.
Which stop, Bushwick-wise? Which stop,
Bushwick-wise? The Kosciuszko stop off the J.
Oh, tough. Interesting. When I'm hearing Bushwick, of course my brain's going straight to the L train.
Mm.
But you're saying no.
There's some good deals on the J.
Bushwick-Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not to catch you in a lie.
Oh, you lied to us.
Not to Heather Gay me.
And then, yeah, exactly. Me and Catherine in full gowns on the beach. Johnny Sibley lived in Bushwick-Bed-Stuy.
They're like, that's sort of true.
I just learned about this.
Yeah. Now, I have a question. When did you move here?
I moved here in 2017, November 2017.
And what do you think?
I hate it.
Really?
Do you?
Well, you're so successful.
Yeah, thank you.
You are.
Hey. Like,
yeah.
You're welcome.
I don't know. Maybe I've just ran my course. I feel like I've been here for 6 years. I was in New York for 6 years.
Yeah.
But in New York, I never wanted to leave.
Why did you leave for a job, or were you like, it's just time?
I was in the like 2 weeks of college that I did. My acting teacher was like, you go to New York to get your experience, and then you go to LA.
Yes.
So I was like, got it. And like the Virgo that I am, I like wrote this down.
Oh, you are
like,
a Virgo. Oh, my 2 exes ago was, by the way.
2 exes ago?
My 2 exes ago was a Virgo. Next question.
What are you?
Scorpio.
Next question.
Scorpio. My dad's a Scorpio.
Oh, is he? Mm-hmm.
Your dad, the one who kept going?
The slut. Yeah.
He's hot.
So slutty. Yeah.
I would have sex with him.
Yeah.
For once. I was just saying I wanted to have sex with an old guy. No offense.
No. I mean, I posted a picture of him and me for Christmas, and people were like, well, you're going to age well. I was like, that's gross.
I know.
Is he yummy?
I'm like, I know. Me like frantically searching for the image.
I know. That's so gross. That's out of
Where's your dad?
So you get here.
Yeah.
And what happened?
I mean, I will say I was like obsessed. I didn't come for a job. Okay. I just came to.
Okay, calm down.
To be that girl.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm established. To be that girl,
I knew you were.
I don't know. I was just like enamored with like all the Hollywood of it all.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You know, you see billboards everywhere like, I love that show. I love that movie. I love these actors.
How old were you, ATT?
At the moment?
At the time.
At this time. ATT, yeah. I was 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30.
What do you think about me just moving here as a 35-year-old?
I think it's I love that for you. I feel like LA is really exciting in the beginning.
You should come back home.
I think also the strike really did a number on me.
But don't you feel like you have to be...
That was the worst time ever.
Don't you feel like you have to be... It did a number on me.
Look at my dreams.
Look at me. I lost my mind
in
the summer, fall, winter.
Yeah.
Current day. What? But don't you think you have to be so rich in New York?
Mm, yeah, I do. But I'm going back to do an apartment swap.
Oh, so you're always moving around.
Who are you swapping
you're always
with?
Shifting.
You're a friend of a friend.
Okay, if you ever want to swap with me, hit me up.
Listen,
I'm always subletting my place.
My place is so cute. It's a 2-bedroom in West Hollywood.
Love.
I won't say the street, but it's central.
Should I have lived in West Hollywood? Keep in mind, my gym.
I feel like we've had this conversation. Where are you now?
I'm in like East Hollywood.
Yeah, no. No, I mean, either go further east or go.
I know. Well, it's like I was too afraid to go too far in either direction. I'm essentially like in Silver Lake. Like I walked here today.
Oh,
but like.
Oh, you walked here.
I walked here.
I was wondering where that little car of yours was.
I walked it on a leash.
Human pup.
I walk
the
my,
car walks you.
I walk my Jeep Compass on a leash.
Oh, a Jeep Compass. Those are the best.
Whatever. I always wanted.
Shut the fuck up.
I was gonna say those are so cute, but I felt like that was really condescending.
They are cute, but here's the deal: is I always wanted a Jeep my whole life since I was a young closeted queer youth. see yourself out. Yeah. And then
you'll never know.
And then the compass just made the most sense in that it was the worst one.
Yeah.
It made the most financial sense in that it was the worst.
Is it the worst? I almost got a Jeep compass, to be honest.
It's not like the worst. It's just like, it's not what you think of when you think of
a Jeep.
Why
don't you like it?
I do like it. I love it.
Oh.
It's my cat. But like, my kids are everything to me. But like, but it's just like when you think of a Jeep, you're thinking of a Cherokee. You're thinking of
Wrangler. But I don't want you in that. It's not safe.
I actually don't want a Wrangler anymore. I've grown
it's
out of that.
It's not safe in that.
But I want a Cherokee. But guess what? A Cherokee is going to run you
a
to
turkey?
Lease. A Cherokee.
Jeep turkey.
Jeep turkey.
I would love
I
a Jeep turkey.
I love my Jeep turkey.
That's like the van. The minivan of Jeeps.
Yeah. Jeep Grand Cherokee.
What am I driving right now?
Well, I don't know what you're driving.
Well, first of all, shut up.
Are you driving?
But a Cherokee
I rented a car, and I think it is a compass.
Look at me. I think it is, too.
It's puke colored.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I adore.
You know, I lived here for 4 years without a car.
That's not
really?
Right.
I just
what do you drive now?
A Cherokee costs like $70,000.
Oh, sexy.
You have an Audi.
I love to drive. Yeah. I adore it.
I always remember the girl I went
Can
to.
Can you feel this?
The girl I went to prom with was, everyone said at the same time, rich. And she had an Audi and like, is it, that's how you pronounce it?
Did you date her because she was rich?
We didn't date, we like made out, but she like, my friend had dated her and like, she was still very much into him, but like,
oh my God.
But she loved, but I was obviously the funniest person in the world, especially to girls.
Yeah.
So like, so we would like make out.
That's kind of love.
We went to prom, but like, anyway, she had an Audi and then like, my brother's friend's little sister, my brother's, I have six kids in my family. My brother's friend had eight kids in his family, and his sister was a year younger than me, and she was kind of my friend of me. But I was like, she was like, "Who are you going to prom with?" And I was like, "This, I won't say the name."
Oh.
And she, and I don't know how the, someone said like, "Isn't she rich?" I was like, "Yeah, she has an Audi." And then my brother's friend's sister was like, "Ew," and she thought I meant like an Audi belly button. But then I told my mom, and my mom thought that was like such a she thought I was such a winning characteristic of my brother's friend's sister, because she's like, "Yeah, like." She's just a real person who doesn't know about Audis. And like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A mom will love a girl who doesn't know what an Audi
totally.
Is.
Totally. I think she should bash her because there's nothing wrong with an Audi. An Audi is beautiful.
Absolutely.
I know. I know, actually.
Love your body.
Now I feel bad if any listeners have Audis.
Yeah,
hashtag
Audis are
love
cool.
Your Audi.
Yeah, love your Audi.
This, what month? This January, it's Audi month.
Yeah.
with an
Audi visibility month.
Audi visibility.
Audi day of visibility.
I post. I make a flag.
Oh my God. It's just like a,
they should, yeah. They should throw Addies
it's
on
like
the
3D flag.
Yeah, yeah.
On the pride flag, yeah. any which ways? I'm already laughing. I'm already having fun.
I'm already laughing at Pete and at Pete.
You're always in a good mood. Answer that.
In front of people,
next
for
question.
Sure.
Yeah.
As a Virgo, I tend to keep my stuff at home.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are your others? Like
my other
your risings
signs.
And your
well, living in LA for 6 years, I've learned that I am also a my moon is in Aquarius and my rising is Gemini, which I love people's reactions in LA. They're like, and I'm like, is that bad or?
Yeah,
I used to do this thing when I first moved here. I would like lie about my zodiac.
Oh, okay.
You're like, what are you? I'm like, oh, I'm an Aquarius.
It's giving pathological.
And they're like, oh, I'm an Aquarius. I knew that. I was like, just kidding. I'm a Virgo. They're like, that's such a Virgo thing to do. I'm like, so which is it?
I'm sorry. I have to say, I just saw the funniest thread over lunch.
Are you on Threads?
I'm not.
I'm on Threads.
Okay, Pat was like, the reason I'm not on Threads is because I'm not a gay man, but you're sitting here.
No, I said that's
I was, but then I like.
I said that's why you're not on Gay Threads.
Okay.
Oh, there's Gay Threads?
There's Gay Threads. But now that's kind of died. But for a while, Gay Threads was a thing.
That was like last week.
That's how gays are.
I'm like, that's true. We were together forever. How long?
You're flying my Audi flag.
It would be like, you would post something and you would like kind of hashtag, I get whatever their version of hashtag is, gay threads. And then like every gay person in the world, Gossip Girl style, would get it on their phone. And none of my gay threads really took off. But also like,
small window to
if you went on like during that window when Gay Threads was going on, someone would be like, I can't with the Gay Threads drama this week. And then I was always trying to find out like what it was. It was always like some random twink somewhere like came for a bear.
Yeah.
And if it was twinks are evil. It was
are
always
they?
Like an evil, it was always around an evil twink.
Twinks are evil.
Are
yeah.
They?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
The twink community is really aggressive.
What's it like?
Well, mostly online, because like in person, what are they gonna do?
Well, in person, guess what? Nothing's happening in person.
Just kidding. Twinks can actually really fight.
Really?
Fight? I'm going to say this to camera.
You don't...
Twinks can really fight.
Twinks can really fight. Yeah. Like, have you ever fought in a... Have you ever fought a twink? You've seen twinks fight against each other, twink on twink?
Never twink on twink crime.
It sounds like there should be a betting arena where there's twinks kind of like cockfights.
Twink death match, I love.
Have you all ever punched someone square in the face?
Yeah.
My brother
really?
Only.
Really?
Your brother?
Well, just like the way you fight, like, do you have brothers?
In the face? I do, I have younger brothers, but we're not close enough for me to hit them.
16 little brothers.
I was 1 year younger than my brother, so it's like, when you're bored, you literally would just... be like, let's fight. And you really? Would just fight. Yeah.
Sounds homoerotic a little.
I remember I would get behind my brothers and then I would hit their backs like as hard as anyone could ever hit anything. Anyways.
But I have seen girls do that to their brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just like,
my sister
else.
Never did that because I would hit back.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, I'm a girl. I'm like, I don't care. Equality.
Yeah. Equality. Yeah. Feminist. Girls can throw hard.
Yeah. I punched someone in the face before.
Who did you punch?
A friend.
You're like an otter.
What
an
happened?
Otter.
A friend. An otter. Not a twink. I don't remember what happened. I think he embarrassed me in front of someone.
Wow, that's
he like pushed
terrible.
Me and like everyone was like, and like oh, I have a really big thing about being embarrassed. So I just punched him in the face and his glasses flew off.
Wow.
And then I got kicked out of the club.
Fucking
the club.
Nerd.
The club. We were in the club.
Oh, I thought you meant like a glee club or something. what?
Drama club.
How old were you?
I was 21.
You're 21.
Do you like going clubbing?
Mm-mm. Mm.
What do you do?
What do you mean?
Like in your free time?
Oh God. I was scrolling a lot for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm on a cleanse right now.
You broke the internet with that biker
pic.
Johnny broke the internet with a picture in biker shorts.
No, I'd love to see it.
It was a crotch forward picture.
That's wonderful.
It was. There was like a mirror in front of a chair, and I'm like,
let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You had such a modern American experience going as viral as you did.
Yeah.
You've seen things.
And we were on the dance charts too.
The dance charts.
Dance charts, yeah. Because there were these like German DJs that reached out. They're like, can we turn this into a song? And I'm like, I've been asking for this to happen
for
that's
what I've heard, right?
So long.
It's so good.
It still plays at Equinox, like, on my way here, I swear to you. It's funny that you brought up my friend Ian.
Oh, my God.
Sends me a video where it's, like, playing on the Equinox playlist.
Oh, my God.
But the people that created the original beat, or the family of the guy that created the original beat, it's called Mystery of Love, I think. And they, apparently the DJs didn't ask for permission to use the beat.
Oh, no.
And I'm, like, thinking, I'm like, oh, they're with Universal. They asked permission. They didn't. So then they took it off.
And that's a power. I want all of our listeners who are young girls at home watching. Just because someone's with Universal doesn't mean they ask permission.
To use the beat.
To use the beat. If you're having a beat and you're assuming that your friend who is Universal asks permission, you better double your check.
Yeah.
Because.
Get your lawyer or your friend's dad
who's
a lawyer.
So what happened? Were you sued? Did they sue your ass?
They tried to sue me.
Really?
They did. But I didn't make any money off of it.
I was going to say, are you making money off that?
No.
You should be making money off of it.
Can I ask? Who is making money?
Not Johnny, not Universal.
Not me.
I don't think anyone is. There was a time where, like, I think it was Jason Derulo or someone, allegedly, I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
Jason Derulo.
Like, heard a TikTok song or sound and then made it his own song and then he made a bunch of money off of it. But the person who created the sound didn't make money off of it.
Jason.
Well, can you say what this...
He listens.
Can I say
he doesn't follow Derulo's.
Can I...
Let's fucking go.
Can I say what territory this is inching towards?
Uh-oh.
Huh.
Taylivia.
Yeah.
Do you know about that? So Taylivia,
north of Sweden.
it's the country from the Princess Diaries.
Yeah,
oh my god,
the Princess of Taylivia.
So Taylor and Olivia, like famously, Olivia was Taylor was Olivia's like mentor. Olivia now says retrospectively, which I don't see the receipts from that at the time.
Who says what?
Like Olivia's like Taylor. Olivia was a big Taylor fan.
Okay,
and apparently Taylor was this kind of mentor figure.
Oh.
And so, but I don't know. Taylor really hasn't spoken about this. But, like, then Olivia, I guess. So Taylor apparently sued Olivia for, like, half the rights to some song. I actually forget which one. Taylor Swift. Because the bridge, this is all coming from my sister, Grace.
Straight from the source.
And it's destroying our family because I'm 35. She is 20 something. Yeah. She's young 20s, probably 23, if I had to guess, gun to my head. So, like, obviously, I'm going to side with Mother Taylor.
Yeah.
And she's going to side with, you know, Olivia.
Mrs. Young.
So, it honestly, Christmas got, like, tense.
Wow.
And, but, like,
This was your 2024 election vibe.
Yes, and it was hard because, like, I didn't have any of the information because I'm, like, not really on TikTok. So, like, I'm only getting information from her, which who knows if it's true. And then I'm having to do my best as a lawyer to be like, if this is true, like, this is why Taylor is not at fault. And but Grace says that Taylor sued her for half the royalties to some song because the bridge of the song sounded like a song Taylor had.
Oh.
Which I don't know what's true, but then apparently the song The Grudge is about Taylor, and we all idiots that we are thought it was about some guy.
Oh.
And
it was passing the Bechdel test.
And you know what? It's very reminiscent of the famous feminist riddle, I cannot operate on this boy.
Yeah,
he's my son.
The Grudge couldn't possibly be about a woman. The Grudge is about a woman.
Wow.
That must be the truth.
But that's about, and so
was
that's.
Was she a hands-on mentor or just like, oh, I love her music. She's so mentored me through music.
That's what gets really unclear. And I think that like Taylor being her mentor is being bandied about as a way to make Taylor look worse. But I'm like, if Taylor was mentoring a young upcoming artist, we would know. You know what I mean? We would know when it was happening. It would be.
And if Taylor picks you, everyone knows about it.
Totally.
She's like, Todrick, Taylor went to drink.
Look at me. Todrick. Look at me, Todrick.
She loves Todrick.
I know what I'm saying, and we know she does. We're not gonna find out 5 years from now that Taylor loved Todrick way back when. Like, we knew.
Right, we knew. Yeah, he was in the videos and things.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, or she goes to dinner and, like, Tribeca with you if she, like,
totally. Likes you. Where are the Tribeca images? If I'm in court, I'm saying, Mr. Rodriguez, my one question to you is, where are the Tribeca images?
Oh, my God. One time, when I worked in New York, Taylor... You remember Taylor when she hung out with, like, just the supermodels, that era?
That's my favorite. The girl gang era, I call it.
Yes.
Was that Reputation?
That was, like,
That was bad. No, that was 1989.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I remember she came into the restaurant I worked in New York, and it was just her and, like, a bunch of other 7-foot tall beauty.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you work?
It was called the Polo Bar in New York.
Oh, of course. I know it.
Shout out to the Polo Bar.
Do you still feel connected to the space?
I do.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Let's go.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We should go.
I've never been.
I had the craziest grudge.
I had a moment where I like went back after I was on TV. Because when I was there, I was like, I'm going to be on TV. And everyone's like, table 35, please.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I had like, I was on the show called Pose.
Yes.
And they were having a premiere for their second season, like down the street from the Polo Bar. And I was like, I'm going to go and have a drink.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went in my little like outfit, my blondes outfit. Decked. Like I also had like Fashion Nova like really tight.
Are you someone that does a look and does fashion? You have to if you're going to the Pose premiere.
Yeah,
actor,
it depends on
legally.
The depends on the vibe.
Yeah,
it's like in your contract.
Like, I don't like to like dress looks. For not the event. Like a lot of people do that. A lot of people don't get their stuff tailored.
Let's go off.
So like if you're gonna wear a dress, wear the dress, but make sure it looks like it's supposed to be on you.
Oh, I know. Wow. Respect.
Wow.
That's controversial.
Let's take that out.
Okay, just so I didn't get my Lulu's hemmed. Johnny.
Yeah.
I'll always wear the plainest thing you can imagine.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a famous gay person who dresses boring.
And we need more though.
We do. And like everyone does not need to serve a Luke. Like
I know.
You know?
It's a goddamn epidemic.
But that's the thing also, that it doesn't really require a lot. Like, if you're good at fashion, you're just good at it. And if you're not, you're not. You have other things you can do it at.
Yeah.
That's like, true. We all have different skills.
I love looking back, though, at, like, step and repeat pictures that I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Sometimes I see images and I think to myself, God bless this person.
Yeah.
Of images of you or images of other people?
Images of other people. I want to be clear that I'm being a terrible person. Yeah.
Do you guys like a step and repeat moment or a red carpet?
No, I don't know what to do with myself.
I've never been encouraged to do that.
It is. It's basically like dodgeball.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
You're
yes.
waiting to go and then like three more famous people come behind you like 10 minutes after you and they're like, oh, sorry, we're going to actually put them in the front. And you're like,
I can't handle that kind of thing. I have to remember.
But when
myself.
You're the picked one, it's the most...
I just think, amazing. Like, I'd like to think...
I can't wait till I'm in something
I won't,
that anyone sees.
I will not...
Slay.
I will not subject myself to step and repeat culture, even when I'm Julia. you're on Julia Roberts level. Yeah. I'll be like, I'm going to soon go inside.
Ooh.
I
mean, thank you so much. One of those that leaves after your category has been announced.
Yeah. That's hot. Except like if I win Emmys as like a creator, not as an actor, as a creator, or as like, not that actors aren't creators, as like kind of like a Phoebe. As like a Phoebe Waller-Bridge type, like, and I have all the Emmys. Like, yeah. I really want to be giving an interview where I'm like holding all of them at once.
That's amazing.
I know. So
like Beyonce with her Emmys. Yeah. I mean, well, does she have Emmys? Probably.
She deserves them.
She should be an EGOT by now, I think.
I know. I would think she would be. Isn't it interesting? God. I feel like we're going to see now that with this new trend of like people being like, actually, my concert's a movie, by the way. Like, I think it's going to really help the EGOT like journey. It's like, oh, guess what?
My concert's a movie, by the way.
I love people like
that concert
corners.
Was a movie, so give me my Oscar.
I would never want to watch that. No offense.
The concert movie? Oh.
Well, if I saw the concert.
I feel like I'd go and see it if I didn't go to the actual concert or if I couldn't afford it. Like, I couldn't afford going to Taylor Swift, I don't think.
I went to Taylor Swift for free.
So on this pod we just ask one question, which is who were you, who are you,
and who do you want to be? And why do you want to be that? fourth part.
I was a dreamer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Had lots of dreams.
How long till you moved to Miami from New Orleans?
There was a couple years. I think I landed in Miami when I was 8, but my parents were in the army.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were in the mafia. Yeah. Like, my parents are in the mafia.
Similar vibes. Just a little more official. We moved to Germany, Texas, and then we
ended up in
Miami.
Yeah.
I know. I was a little German kid for a little
really?
Bit.
Really?
How, what
can
age?
Can I ask you when the bug bit?
That's like when, look at me, when
the
I was
acting
at,
bug?
When I was like 7.
Yeah.
Or 6 even.
Yeah.
My friend moved to Tokyo so his dad could open Burger King's in Japan.
That's sick.
And then they moved back.
You know, all I can think of when you see moving to Germany is I'm like, okay, so you are the family from The Staircase.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I love that show.
That Staircase. There was actually, we had 4 stories in Germany. Mm. It felt really rich. I just remember one night I like woke up and I thought I saw Chucky at the edge of my bed. And I remember running to my parents' room, but it was like on the top floor. So I was like running forever.
Oh my God.
Because The Staircase went like that. Anyway.
When I was little, I like, oh my
God.
Wait,
the most what happened when Taylor Swift came into your restaurant? Bitch.
No, she didn't look at the waitress. According to the waitress, Kiara, she said that Taylor Swift like ordered through one of the models or one of the girls.
Oh.
But didn't like look at the waitress in the eye, which I was like, maybe she was in conversation. Like, I always make excuses when people are like, J-Lo is rude. I'm like, well.
Yeah.
J-Lo, like, really has to deal with a lot of people all day. So, like, maybe she wasn't rude. Maybe she's just not warm.
Do you know my J-Lo?
And that's why I had a meltdown at the rental car dealership. If you saw me, you saw me.
Do you know my fact that I tell everyone about J-Lo?
What?
That, told me this. And so who knows if it's true and maybe beep that name. But, I heard from someone that J-Lo has on staff a masseuse that massages her every night.
Yep.
She falls asleep on the table.
Yep.
It is part of the masseuse's responsibility to then carry her from the table to her bed and tuck her in.
That's amazing.
Honestly, I love that.
I want that.
Yeah. And she
falls asleep on the bed. Come
and
on, baby.
She not only looks at waitresses, she ogles them.
Oh.
I'm just kidding about that. Because Taylor didn't look at the waitress.
Yeah. She wears a diaper on the massage table.
Yeah. I met a lot of famous people at that restaurant. There was night where it was like Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton,
I loved his movie
George
concert.
Lucas, oh Oprah Winfrey. I was
oh
like,
my
what?
God.
He loved his life.
His movie concert was so good.
Yeah, great.
Donald T.
Wait, so you went to Germany, you came back to Miami.
And, yeah.
How old were you?
10.
Okay.
Or no, sorry, 8.
I was like, okay. God, no, yeah.
Definitely get your story straight.
Yeah.
Your Honor. We're in a courtroom today for some reason.
I would say 8 to like 23, 24. I don't know.
8 to 23.
It's all a blur.
Yeah.
It really is.
Was Miami fun?
So when did the bug bite?
Miami was really fun. I think the bug bit. The bug was always like biting.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Bugs be biting.
But I think it was like my 7th grade year. My mom's like, I think you should be in drama because we were picking electives.
Okay. She called you an F slur.
Yeah. Basically. She's like, you should be in drama. I'm like, I want to be in French like all the cool kids.
Really?
She's
wait, like, French?
Yeah.
Like French club?
French class.
It's so annoying to me. Like
that why was that cool?
Yeah.
Je m'appelle.
And je m'appelle.
Probably because everyone was like Cuban and like Hispanic. And so we're like, what's the most different than us?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh,
French, which is not the most different. German's actually the most different, but.
Go off. Do you speak German?
No, I was thinking of how to say
German. Like,
no.
Nine?
Is it nine?
Nine.
Nine. Yeah,
I think that is actually a somewhat frequent New York Times crossword answer is no in Germany.
Yeah, you know, I've gotten into doing that.
I used to be very into it.
Are you? Ow!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
when the mic attack.
Oh, no. Is that half up, half down?
Yeah, what do you think about my hair?
You know I love half up, half down.
It's very Ariane-y.
Yeah. That's Arianka. Me. She and I are doubles.
She's coming out with new music.
It's crazy how good her voice is.
I love that Britney Spears dispelled any rumors that she's coming out with new music.
Oh, my God. I love
that. The rest of her life, someone was like, Britney's coming out with new music. And she's like, I'm absolutely not, never.
She's like, when they're like, she's going to be working with Charlie XCX and Julia Michaels. She's like, with these random people that people keep linking me to. Honestly, if Britney Spears called me random, I'd be like, go on.
Yes. You know?
Julia Michaels is a songwriter. She's written songs like...
And Julia Michaels is also a trainer on Biggest Loser.
Is she the one? Is Julia Michaels the older woman?
No, she's pretty young.
She's Gen Z, I
okay,
think.
Okay, sorry. Everyone's
what would be older woman to you?
I'm like so...
What does that mean? Older than me, the youngest age. No, there's a woman on TikTok who's like has like white or gray hair, and she's like a famous songwriter.
Oh.
And she makes videos, and I like them.
What is the German word for when you post a thirst trap and then you get so stressed out that people think you're depressed?
Well,
who cares what people think? Did you like that picture?
not the I liked it, and then I was like, oh, I hope other people like it.
You know what I think? Whenever I think about a thirst trap or a selfie or anything that has me in it,
yeah.
If I look at it and the immediate reaction is, oh, I like that picture,
yeah,
I'm gonna post it, or yeah, like I'll like it. But the more you look at a picture, the more you like start noticing things that you hate about yourself.
I know.
Stop doing that.
Yes.
Just go with the initial response that you had to it.
Yeah.
And go with it.
Stop being so reactive.
Yeah.
Or stop looking for like flaws.
Totally.
There are none.
Okay, so your mom said you're not speaking French.
I start crying.
My mom's like, you can speak French, but you should also be a mime. And I was
she's like,
okay.
You're going to speak French like the straight boys, okay? You can't do the things other boys can do. You're
going to go play. I love that my mom's like, are you ever going to play a straight man? I was I tried that.
You could do that.
She said that to you?
I think you could play straight.
Love.
She's like, you're always gay. I'm like, well.
You're always gay.
I think you could. I'm going to say something. I think you could play straight.
Wow.
Don't you think you could? You have a beer and everything.
I think it depends on the kind of straight. My favorite is when I've gotten called in for like Fire, 911, whatever show. And they're like, you know, I'm like, someone else is going to be better at this. Like
you never know.
You read the dialogue, it's like, I've got Mercy in the back seat. And I'm like,
That was good.
I only get gay assistant.
Oh, but that's such a fun.
But I never book, do I? That's a fun thing
to
make yourself pay for.
To not book in.
That's such a fun thing to spend 2 hours of your life on and then never hear back.
Do you ever audition for something and then see who got it and you're like, huh? Well,
yesterday. Yeah.
Oh,
you sent me that. Note.
So I've talked about this in the podcast, but I like one of my problems is like I don't do self tapes. Like my reps will send me them, and I'm like I don't feel like doing it. And because I never
get offer only babe.
And my New Year's resolution was to make more self, just to do my self tapes, and so like, but I made that resolution like December, and I was like, it starts now though. Of course, the next day I get a self tape for a gay assistant in The Smile too. Oh. So, and the whole side was just like doing a smile. I was like, this is the most embarrassing, like, self tape.
Oh, because that's what happens when they like.
They get a weird
smile.
Show
us the
smile. No.
Well, can you just tell me what they do?
Let me see if I have the. Let me see if I have the footage.
Is it just like.
No, me showing you what they do, it would be me showing you what I did because I did what
he's
I.
He's on to me. My plan foiled again. Okay, so you were in the High School Musicals.
Mm-hmm. Well.
The one with the big plant.
Little shop.
I wish.
I don't think we had enough money to do that. We did like Anything Goes, which is like old timey.
Classic.
Yeah. I was one of the leads.
Wow. So you're a singer?
Not really.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I've heard that like I sound okay.
Yeah.
Which is good enough.
You've
for
heard
me.
That you sound okay.
Yeah. That's people great. Are like, oh, you can sing. I'm like,
what?
No.
Oh. Sorry, I thought this was blocking. I don't know if you know about my pouch. I thought this was blocking something. Like, are they yours that you were admonishing me for my pouch use?
You know what I love? It looks like a Capri Sun, like just like a...
Oh my god, this happened earlier.
You get hurt again?
I got so tired. Oh. It's because I went for a 2 mile jog. I'm being
you
like
get
this.
So tired while mid drink. Like...
I went for a 2 mile jog and I'm like on death's duel.
Were you OOHS? O-I-H-S?
Out in high school.
I was, yeah.
Really?
But whoa!
I was the gay guy that people thought hooked up with girls and guys. So bi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a classic.
The straight guys thought I was bi, so they were like cool with me.
Oh, cool.
And I didn't correct them when they said, you sleep with girls. I was like, mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were hooking up?
Yeah. Not for money.
Yeah, of course not.
Which sex workers work. Yeah. Like, you know.
You should be so lucky.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I definitely had a boyfriend in senior year.
You definitely
you
had a
boyfriend. You are so lucky.
This person sitting next to me definitely had a boyfriend senior year.
I don't know if I've ever had this on the pod.
You had a boyfriend
on this
senior
pod,
year.
Having
senior
a boyfriend year in high school.
That
is
lived
huge.
Like 45 minutes away.
Classic,
okay,
right?
So.
And I used to like lie to my mom and be like, when I got a car, I was like, I'm going to go to drama competition tonight. It's at 8 p.m. And we're not staying long, but we're going to be back at like midnight.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, okay.
And were you having full anal sex with this person?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was so great. Like, the first song we ever made out to was like Don't Panic by Coldplay.
Which one is that again?
Us your smile too.
I'll do it if you do it. And the Garden State soundtrack.
Is it, you try your best and you don't succeed.
No,
that's the main one.
Fix you.
Yeah.
You didn't fuck to fix you.
Look at me. The seniors when I was a junior loved to fix you.
Shut the fuck up.
The seniors when I was a junior loved to fix you.
Yeah, but high school was crazy. That everyone was out or like.
Because of Miami, do you think?
Yeah, really Miami was very like forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids were doing pregnancy and things
in
high school.
So I'm doing pregnancy.
Yeah.
So why did you and that boyfriend break up?
How old was he, by the way?
When did we break up?
Was he older?
He was the same age.
Classic.
Super cute. I actually went on a lunch date with him recently. And I was like, oh, wow, he hasn't changed. Like,
was the spark there?
He's still my same age. Yeah.
because when we dated, it was like, you know that like old school, like, you're the woman, I'm the man. Like,
yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah.
He had that and he like pulled a chair out for me.
Oh, he's the woman.
He's going to have this for, yeah.
Wow.
He's
nice. Me.
He's like, he's going to have the salad. And I'm like, don't order for me. How dare you?
I'll have the salad though. maybe he thought you were like Taylor Swift and you didn't look at waiters. maybe that's what Taylor Swift. Maybe Taylor Swift's model fund was making her the woman.
Maybe.
Okay, Gaylor Resources.
Oh no. That is such a funny rumor to me.
I know.
It's so
it's like fanfic.
I know.
The way people talk about it, they get so worked up. It's sort of beautiful.
Anyone talking about Taylor Swift gets worked up.
Yeah, I get worked up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you a Swiftie?
We're both Swifties.
Good.
I'm but you think it's good.
What would you call Swiftie? I feel like I appreciate Taylor, but and I know like all the songs. I was like watching the Netflix show.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I know all of these songs, but I'm not like Britney Spears is my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you get one.
You get one.
Can I ask you, what is Tate McRae?
I feel like Tate McRae is like she's like an amalgamation of all the girls.
Yeah. Like I just learned about her last week.
She's like a dancer, but like, she's got this like long, lean body that's like very like dance, like recital.
Interesting. Yeah, amazing dancer.
I do this because like I know her wingspan is really
well because she's always going like this. Sorry, sorry. Sorry to my fans. she's always going. I can't even do it, but she's always doing that.
Yeah. If you were a pop girl, who would you be? Do you think? Like your personality. Who do you think would fit?
Taylor. Because like I don't really dance, or when I do, it's not pretty.
I'm more of a Lana. I'm a poet.
Uh-huh.
I'm Lana.
Yeah.
I'm Taylor.
Lana.
You're Britney, you think?
Probably. Yeah, I would say Britney or J-Lo.
Yeah.
You love J-Lo. She's coming up a lot.
Yeah. Look at that.
There's always TikToks about how she can't sing.
Do you
follow those?
I think that voices, there's like, we should hold space for a lot of different kinds of voices.
Totally. And she brings so much to the table, we don't need her to necessarily be Mrs. Ariana.
And honestly, I think her work ethic really makes up for like, what a lot of the other girls aren't doing.
Yeah,
well, I think she's an amazing actress.
Yeah. And she's a dancer. She's a businesswoman.
Yes.
She's a mom.
Aww, we're all crying.
And she stayed the course when it came to a man.
Yeah. I love that story.
He's so fucking hot.
Dude, you're Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Never. You don't think he's hot? What about Matt Damon?
No. More so than Ben.
No.
Yes.
Team I'm Ben.
Much more attracted to Matt than
Ben. I
want
Ben Affleck to
but neither of them are
be
like,
dirty in my house.
I wouldn't risk it all for either.
Oh. Who would you risk it all for?
I mean, if we're going with that category of person, Brad.
Oh, Pitt.
Breaking.
Mr. P?
Yeah. I thought TikTok.
Mr. Who would you risk it all for?
New segment.
New segment. That is really good.
Probably like a Tom Holland.
Oh, you would risk it all for Tom
Which
Holland.
Which one's that? The baby?
Spider.
is that Zendaya's baby?
Oh, wait, not Tom Holland. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I was gonna is say. Something.
He's cute.
He's cutie.
But I don't know if you're going to risk it all.
He's got
BDE. I would risk something.
Is he a child? I like, cut this.
He's not a child. But Zendaya broke up with him, or they broke up.
I saw her yesterday on the street.
Are you serious?
Whoa.
I was on the street in my car, and she was in her car.
Did she seem sad?
She was driving?
No, she had like a cute little bob.
They definitely broke up.
If Zendaya
has a bob, they broke up.
Wait, Zendaya was driving a car?
Yeah.
By herself?
Mm-hmm. That's like...
I cannot picture her being anywhere without like security.
Really? I feel like as a Virgo, she...
You know, on Thanksgiving, I went to grade school, and I got to her house. First thing she says to me, I just saw Shawn Mendes in his car.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I've seen Shawn Mendes in the wild.
Is he? Well, he lives in Santa Monica, I heard.
Is he openly gay? Is he not gay?
I don't think he's gay.
Okay, sorry.
I don't work. Or if he is, he's not openly gay.
He wants you to ask the question.
Oh, that's cool. So does Taylor.
Yeah.
Really?
No, but Taylor in the 1989 TV said, like, in this album, I was like, people can't stop speculating who I'm dating and who I'm not. I'm just going to hang out with my girlfriends, and that will take a... But it's not to it. But it turns
models.
Out that's not true. But like she said, like I'm not gay.
Mm.
And if someone says
I
they're
also
not gay,
said that at some
yeah.
point. If someone says I'm not gay, they usually are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so you saw Zendaya in the car.
Yeah.
What color Range Rover black?
It was like black. Yeah.
Who were you thinking of when you said Tom Holland?
What's his name? He was in the. The Witcher. What's his name? He was Superman, I think.
I never know who's
Tom.
Superman.
Is
oh,
his name
that
Tom?
Guy with the
Not
eyes?
The Thor, the other guy.
Hemsworth?
No.
Tom.
Tom from Smallville.
Tom Small
no, not Tom Wellington.
That's
is it
I was
Tom
thinking.
Even?
Everyone's talking
he
about
Superman. He was Superman. And you would risk it all for this
For this guy that I don't even know his name. That's actually how it goes usually. Someone at the gym, I'm like, I'd risk it all for you. I don't even know your
Who
name.
Who would I risk it all for? Oh my God. Well, you know, I can't even get through a fucking episode of The Leftovers without diddling
I
my
know.
Clit.
I
after
think
seeing Mr.
I would risk it
he
all.
He is so... Have you seen him in real life?
No.
I saw him in Washington Square Park once because he lives in that area.
Yeah, he's kind of a New York staple.
Yeah. How do you know?
What?
How do you know?
Yes. Oh.
Oh, Henry.
Tom. What?
Oh.
Henry Cavill.
I don't care.
Let me Google image.
sorry.
I love that.
I mean, about him.
Love his hairy chest.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. You're like, you asked the question, bitch. I don't care.
I would risk quite a bit.
Let me see. Everyone go around and say, how much you'd risk.
How much would you risk?
I wouldn't risk anything for that.
John, you would risk it all.
I'd rather have.
What picture did you show? Let me see.
I mean, I just showed this kind of like.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You have to show like the hairy chest.
None of that's coming up like that. Oh, is he Aquaman at some point?
Is that what it was?
So you're really. So I don't like him in Witcher. You seem to.
What's Witcher?
I didn't watch.
You love a hairy chest.
I do love a hairy chest.
I love a hairy chest.
And hairy arms.
Yeah.
If you have hairy arms, slide into
my DMs. Are you single? What's going on with you now? Who are you now?
Who am I now? Right now, I am. I would say I used to be like a lover. Like I grew up watching rom-coms and being like, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm Meg Ryan. I'm Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And now I'm nothing of the sort. I am.
Really?
No.
Why?
I feel like I'm more like Amy Schumer in that one movie that she was like.
Yeah. Yes. Which like, yeah.
That's how she was. Like
yeah.
The whole movie. She's like. Yeah. I'm like a little bit of a train wreck.
No, you're not.
Not like in
no,
a
no,
bad
no,
way. Just
like
in a
okay.
Like in a fun, fast, and furious way. Like
oh, good.
Just like bulldozing everything.
Because you and you said off air you don't want to date someone right now.
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I think, but that's also like dependent on I think like the weather sometimes and
yeah.
Like the season and like if I'm working. Usually when I'm not working, I'm like I could really fall in love.
Right. Yeah.
Of course.
But when I'm working, I'm like I am out.
Yeah.
Working. I'm busy. I'm that. You know.
You're that
so,
girl.
Who knows? Maybe in like a month I'll be in a relationship and you'll be like, he's crazy.
Yeah.
If you move back to New York, where do you want to live?
Well, when I do my apartment swap, I'm going to be staying in Clinton Hill.
Oh, gorgeous.
Cute.
But I think I'd live in Brooklyn again or Chelsea.
Yeah, I want to move back rich and move into like West Village or something.
Oh, yeah.
In like
yeah.
3 years.
A lot of the gays live in West Village. Well, they've always kind of.
Yeah.
But like, you know where is so nice? My friend who lives like really West Chelsea, like up high almost, like in the 20s.
I know, but then you're so
like
far.
Like the Hudson Yards vibe?
No, no. Mm. More like there's like, there's some really beautiful like townhouses and stuff. So anyways, you're bulldozing, you're having fun.
I'm figuring out what I want. It's I don't know. I'm like 36 now. I think by 40, I'll have it figured out.
Yeah.
100.
Everyone's like, do you want kids? I'm like, I used to be that gay too. That was like, I want a family portrait.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm just
like. It wears off.
It does wear off. And I don't know what I want. I don't know which way I want to go, but I just know it's going to be the right way, whichever one I pick.
Oh, yeah. Why are you so wise?
I say that also to be like, whatever happens is good.
You're also like always traveling, you're always going to a different city.
Yeah. I think trying to be an actor for so long, I was like, I didn't get to do anything. I had to like work all the time. So now that I like have made a little bit of money, I'm like, oh, I want to see the rest of the world. I want to see what it has to offer. And also doing that as a single person is really fun. Yeah. Like I've traveled with a boyfriend and that's really nice too, but I don't know. There's just something fun about being alone.
Yeah.
And just like having to like fend for yourself and eat, pray, love it.
Yeah.
It's quite a rush.
Yeah.
Are you dating for fun?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like when I went to Austin, I met these two guys that were in a relationship and then like, became their.
As we've discussed.
Sweet third.
Yeah. And, like, that's so fun.
Dude, now they're friends forever because they're just really good people. And like, it was a very eat, pray, love vibe when I went there. I was just like, I want to see what Austin's about. And
how long
found
were you there?
Out. A month.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then how did the thruple
rear its head?
How did it rear put its head back?
Well, it's still, I mean, I think when you like hang out with a couple, it's either you get the vibe that they want to have you as a boyfriend or you get the vibe where it's like, okay, that was nice.
Yeah.
And we're still friends, but like, this isn't like a permanent thing, which is what the latter felt like, which is good. Cause I don't think.
You didn't want to.
I've always said famously, not famously if no one's heard, but I always said I'd be a perfect third because I like to like, I'm like a classic people pleaser.
Yeah.
Which I'm recovering from, but I love to like sense what everyone needs and like, you know, I feel like that's a good third, but I tried it out for a while and I was kind of like a little stressed, like how everyone else is feeling.
I know. Is everyone good? The group dynamics would stress me out, I think.
Yeah.
I get too worried that they were mad at each other or something.
Yeah. Or mad at me mostly. I'm like, is everyone mad at me? They're like, no, we love you.
Yeah. Aww. I'd be like, they're mad at me that I'm like encroaching on their space. Or I'd be like, they're in a fight, I could tell.
Yeah.
That's like when I was a nanny, the parents were always like, I was like, y'all are in a fight, I could tell.
You were a nanny and you were like, is this about me? And they're like, what?
I've never been a third. That'd be fun.
Why not? I think everyone should be a third at least once.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I remember my mom always told me that growing up.
It's like everyone should be a waiter and everyone should be a third.
The things I wish I knew, the things I told my young daughter before she went to college.
Oh, you should always be a third for at least a month in Austin.
Oh my God, I wish my mom would say stuff like that.
Oh. And who do you want to be? What's your dream?
I want to be, if I'm not in New York, I just want to be like an old New Yorker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know that vibe where they're just like, life is cool. Like, don't be so like serious about everything.
Yeah.
Love art. And not like in one of those like small town ways where like we pay for these seats every season. Like, no shade to like small town old people, but or shade.
There's a lot of them who listen to this. Small town. It's a lot of small town old people.
But I just want to be like a creative old person and like live a happy life. I want to like a house in the country.
Yeah, me too. And
I want multiple properties, which is funny because I've been renting for my whole life.
Yeah. So. I want to own here and I want to own in New York, or I want to own in New York and rent here.
Where?
Where to like, own?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know yet where I want to own here or rent here.
Would you live in the hills?
I would have to see.
It's really crazy driving around those hills.
I know.
Have you guys been to any parties in the hills yet?
I haven't been to anything.
I went to a party in the hills.
Johnny, no one's ever, I've never stepped and repote.
I don't think I would like to live anywhere where like either even like those big houses North Feliz.
Yeah.
Feliz. North Los Feliz.
It's actually Feliz, but people here say Feliz. So
yeah.
And if you say Feliz, they will believe you.
Like when you get up to those roads, I'm like, can these not be so windy? And then also like up by the Hollywood Reservoir, I'm like, can this not be so windy? And then like in the hills, I'm like, can this not be so windy?
So you want like a flat?
I want, like, yeah, I want to kind of leave my home and not feel in danger.
So Beverly Hills.
I guess.
I'm, like, narrowing it down. I'm a real estate agent.
And then I want to own it in the West Village.
Okay.
Like, probably a townhouse.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
$13 million.
Yeah. By Marie's prices. Oh, my
God. Yeah.
Need it. I walk by them for sale all the time, and I'm like, imagine.
I'm cold stone, gotta have it.
Yeah. Like it, love it. No. Gotta have it.
I'm always, oh, my God, I love those. It's got to have it, like, the biggest one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, not only do you got it, well, it's interesting because it's like.
There we go.
Well, the sizing of Cold Stone, it's like, just because you got to have something over liking it doesn't mean you necessarily want more of that thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's like they assume that, like, the more you want one little bit of it, the more of it you want.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, and now that I have it,
I love it.
So actually, got to have it, like, I love it.
Yeah, but I almost think, like.
It's like it, love it, diabetes, I think.
Yeah.
Which.
God bless.
Which you won't have from your bar that you've been eating.
I know, my little donut.
Daydreaming
mind.
Daydream of
donut mind. Donut on the brain.
Does anyone daydream of donuts?
I don't think so.
I did have a really special donut last time I was here. Really, really, really special donut.
There's a lot of donut places in LA. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, I have noticed. Like, why? It's almost like.
Sometimes they're really good.
Me think. Thou doth protest too much or something. It's like that girl trying to prove she doesn't have an eating disorder. It's like Bethany eating on her Instagram. That's what LA having all donut places is. It's like, we see what you're doing.
Definitely.
It's
her post.
It's Mindy Kaling. It's Mindy Kaling posting her eating buffalo wings. Yeah. It's like, you're on Ozempic, bitch.
Oh my God.
I think when I see an LA donut place.
That is so funny. Oh, we're probably in the age of Ozempic where people, like, will post that they're eating.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a spit bucket by, like.
Oh, I know, like, that episode
of. Cut.
I always think of Sex and the City.
Which one?
Where they went to LA and Miranda was meeting her old New York friend for steak. And they had always loved steaks together in New York. But as soon as she sits down to lunch, she starts to realize LA has changed this person. They begin eating their steaks and then he keeps spitting his steak into a bucket. And.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember that one either.
A napkin. A napkin.
Not swallow. It's like, that's the best part.
I know.
Am I right, whores?
I remember being, like, a teenager, and me and my best friend, we used to follow, like, all the celebrity gossip, like Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
When she was dating, like, some.
Because she was huge when we were in high school. Do you remember the picture of her sitting on a bed? There was a picture that came out of Lindsay Lohan sitting on a bed when I was a junior in high school. The picture literally made me think, like, oh my God, maybe.
What are you talking about? Lindsay Lohan sitting on a bed.
Yeah. On bed 2004.
Oh my God.
No, this isn't it.
It's like a bunch of.
I need the bed
beds.
Photo.
Well, we used to. We read in like a gossip.
Oh my God.
Is that hot and sexual?
Is it like.
I could be straight for that.
Oh, at 18. This is crazy.
Let me see.
I know.
At 18?
Let me show our guest.
Oh God. I'm mesmerized. It's such a time capsule. That Poochie bikini.
Yeah. Oh, Poochie.
Isn't that hot?
That picture. I love how I didn't remember it. But yeah. Now
you know.
Now flashback.
I remember being like, no, I am
straight.
She was
18 in that? Aww. Oh, that's gross.
I know, the side
she
part.
She looks great, but that's gross that they had her at 18.
She looks gorgeous. I just wish she wasn't doing that fake tan.
I think that's so sexual. As someone who just posted a thrift shop, absolutely slathered in.
Like,
yeah.
This is why it's so good there's a video element now. So anyways, Johnny.
It's very Meredith in the last scene of the finale for Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I actually have a similar wardrobe to Meredith.
Meredith Marks.
How is it, Brooks?
He hasn't been in a ton this season.
Oh, I love his work.
I matched with him on Raya, I think.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh,
are you attracted? I know.
Are you attracted to older, younger, same age?
Honestly, I was... on a date with someone recently, and we were talking about, like, types.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, describing the guys I've been with. He's like, oh, you're kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be. You're a lover, thanks. Babe. Back to that rom-com spirit we used to have.
Yeah. I was like, I'll take anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have a crush of the week? It can be a person, place, thing, idea, anything.
My crush of the week would have to be a girl called Shannon O'Dell, kind of a New York transplant that I knew from UCB, but now she goes to my gym.
Love.
Yeah.
You have one, Johnny?
It's kind of just like my crush of the week is being off Instagram.
How long have you been
off of it?
I'll be off of it for the month, but I've been off since December 31st at 12.
Wow.
How's it feel?
Want to hear a haunting story? This is like the baby shoes never worn, like a brief sad story. Yeah. A woman in my orbit seemed unwell, and I reached out to her to say, how are you? And she said, been rough, but doing a lot better since I got off Instagram. And I was like, oh, good for you. She had posted a grid post 11 minutes prior.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Also, I'm going to use a woman in my orbit. Yeah, I've been enjoying like being able to do other things than scroll.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
My crush is the soup I made. From what I did was I got fancy broths from Erewhon, which is so
divine.
You
went straight to Erewhon when you got here.
Immediately. It's absolute heaven there.
Did you see Jacob Elordi there?
I'm not attracted to him.
What do you think? You were waiting to say that.
Every episode since December, he's been saying it.
Can I tell you the only time I've ever seen him was at a coffee shop and someone recognized me?
No.
And they like came up, they're like, you're Johnny.
Oh, that's great.
And
I was like, that is the best.
Which Erewhon do you go to? The one by the Grove?
I don't go.
You don't go?
No, there's a new one in Beverly Hills, though, that's really cute.
You love Beverly Hills.
I know, that's our third.
I live in East Beverly Hills.
This is me gunning to be a housewife, even though none of them live in Beverly Hills.
Do they not?
No, they live in like Encino.
I don't know.
Shout out to Encino, we love. People own houses there, I can't.
I don't even know where that is.
It's like in the valley.
I'm sure you're really close to owning a house.
That way.
Does that help?
Oh, that's so sweet that you think that.
You seem it.
That's all I need.
You just never know. I'm always like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like Sydney Sweeney. I have to keep working because if not, I'm broke.
She really should never have said that. Was like the one thing I think of when I think of her.
I always remember being like 23 and reading this interview with Chris Rock where he said like, this one year I bought a house and that was the most productive year of my life because I knew I have to keep writing or I have to pay for my house. I remember thinking, like, that's not how writing works. You know what I mean? Like, every word I get a little bit more for my house. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about?
Paid per word.
Yeah.
That's kooky.
Yeah. Also, you sitting down to read a Chris Rock interview.
I forget.
So funny.
I was 23. I was closeted. I was reading Chris Rock interviews.
You're like, I should get some inspo.
Yeah. For some reason, I remember when, as I was reading the interview on my phone, I was walking under the BQE towards the Grand Mall.
Wow. You were what?
Walking under the BQE towards the Grand Mall.
When you read that?
When I read that.
I love that.
When I had that thought.
Yeah. It isn't how it works, is it?
It isn't. It's certainly not for me, at least.
Now, do you guys feel hot today?
We're just
two gym rats over here, me and you.
I'm feeling insecure about my thirst trap. Because of the people keep commenting. I hate when someone like...
What do they
like,
say?
Obviously, you know I'm posting this thirst trap. Because I look good in it.
Uh-huh.
Then you, as a comedic genius, don't need to then, like, see something else in the frame and comment on it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, you're only causing
harm. People are like, I'm the Jergens bottle?
Yes.
They love to do that.
Yeah.
That's people
just say I look hot and keep it moving.
I know. It's like, no one...
But people... No one wants to... Everyone's a coward. They don't want to just say you're hot. They want to be like, I want to engage with this person.
Yeah, they're like, that's their way of flirting.
But some people that we all love dearly are doing it.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's they're trying to engage with you.
Yeah.
I know.
You're like, don't talk about the bottle. Talk about me.
Or just like, don't... It's like if... Yeah, it's just like, you know a million people have already made this comment.
You know.
Oh, no. Not a... Yeah.
So like, maybe don't.
New 2024 catchphrase, maybe don't.
If you're gonna, maybe don't.
Maybe don't is that picture of Lindsay Lohan on the bed.
Oh my God, that maybe picture. Don't.
Wait, so you already posted it. See, I'm not on Instagram. I couldn't see.
That's right.
It's been posted for the past 2 hours.
It's been posted for the past 2 hours.
So is it doing well? Like,
is doing well. Okay. It's getting
in your story, right?
It's in my story.
Oh, I thought it was a grid.
No, it's not like, it's the saddest like mirror selfie you've ever seen.
No, I just saw it. It was
I know,
good.
But like, that's how you can't post that on your grid.
Oh, I guess you could.
Yeah. 11 minutes. If you'd be off
you
the
can always archive
it
later.
Minutes.
I do that all the time.
What do you mean archive it? Like put
like
it in
I post it and then like I'll be like, oh, I hate this now, and I archive it.
I see what you mean.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I feel good. Sorry, I guess I feel hot because I worked out.
Yeah.
But it's not enough.
Yeah.
Because I wish I had time to like get dressed for the podcast. But whatever. There's no sexy way to sit in this chair, so I just have to embrace it. For the female form.
Yeah.
You guys never understand what I've been through.
I feel hot. I felt hot today at the gym because I've been doing this thing where I have a little notebook,
yes,
like this big.
Yes.
And I like write down my, yes, workouts and like reps and stuff.
Yeah. Do you have a trainer?
I don't. I, okay, did. I used to. He taught me a lot.
I need to learn some
strike
things.
Happened. So I was like, gotta go.
Yeah.
I know.
But I felt hot because I felt focused. And when I feel like I'm dialed in,
don't
I feel
you get
hot.
Bored, like less lifting? Like, I would get, in general, like lifting weights, like it's so boring.
Yeah, but then you try, like, you change it up.
Yeah, and like you when you're weighing down. Weights, so yeah,
you, like, are you listening to something?
Yeah.
Music like, or podcast?
I have like a gym playlist.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't like to, like, well, I guess because I don't do your AirPods.
Oh, yeah.
My loose,
what do you listen to? Like, you have the little.
No.
Well, I go to a gym that, like, they play music and, like, also it's kind of like group fitness.
With your ears just too.
Yeah. Good. I like to just be free, young, wild, and free. I like to be young, wild, and free at the gym.
I blast it double because it's like they are playing music at the gym and you have to go in there and say, nope.
Do you have the over ears?
Yeah. Well, I just got them because I don't want anyone to talk to me at the gym.
Good.
Maybe I just need those, is what I need.
But I'm not comfortable running in them.
Yeah, that feels aggressive.
Yeah.
There's girls wearing those with their hair down running on the treadmill.
Hair I love fully, women at the gym, especially in LA. It is like
hair fully down, full beat.
Yeah, full beat.
Over
How does
and
that
then
work
running.
With, like, because I've worn makeup a handful of times.
You were in pose, for Christ's sake.
And I feel like every time I'm in makeup, I just like want to like take it off. And I can't imagine like sweating. In makeup.
True. I know.
I can't imagine sweating in makeup.
Really. Is that misogynistic?
I'm not offended.
I'm always asking myself, was that misogynistic?
I don't think so.
I don't want to sweat through makeup. Anyways.
Anyways, she's offended.
Yeah, I have to go.
I have to go somewhere women are safe.
Do y'all... Oh, I guess we're...
Are you mad? Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not really.
Are you mad at us, Johnny?
Not at all.
Are you mad at me?
No.
I'm so happy I finally met you.
I can't believe I'm gonna see you
at Ryan's show.
Tuesday.
Yes.
What show?
Ryan's doing a show.
Ryan O'Connell?
Yeah.
I wasn't included in the telling of the show.
Oh. Come on through.
Where is it?
What's that one that everyone does shows at?
Is it The Elysian?
Dynasty Typewriter?
One of those.
Largo?
I think it's The Elysian.
I think it might be The Elysian.
Actually, I don't know. Anyways.
I've done many shows there. Never as like anything important, just like
a, like what?
Like an improv show.
Oh, cool. You're an improviser?
Yeah. I love improv.
Okay, cool.
It's my favorite. So when there's a script, I'm like, nah.
Hey.
Hey.
That's what I love about hacks. They always let me do some.
I wrote that for you.
No, I love good writing.
My friend, not my best friend. His best friend lives in Battery Park, but my friend wrote that for you.
My best gay guy friend.
Yeah. Your best sober friend. I'm fucking wild.
Do you ever have actors that are like, I'm gonna become a writer?
Do I ever have that?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Know, like,
I have people.
Actors that have never written a word in their lives. Yeah, all
that's
of a sudden,
everyone.
Like,
you know. Everyone during the pandemic was like, I just sold a script. I was like,
Jenna Ortega.
That's me, though. I've never written a script.
I have, honestly, what annoys me more than that is that I have people in my orbit who, like, I'll see what they do on stage. I'll celebrate it. I'll support it. And then I'll hear them describe it to someone else as stand up. And I'll think to myself, I think to myself, well, that's interesting.
You know, I actually did write a script.
That's amazing.
Aren't you proud of me?
Yes.
It's not done, but it's in progress. My first one.
I did write a script.
I know.
It's, not,
like,
done.
It's not done though.
Yeah. I just like start. I've started so many over the past like 10 years that finally it feels good to have a first draft.
Yeah.
This is erotic.
Yeah. I had a massage the other day that was somehow like erotic without being sexual.
Oh.
And I almost think that's
I think
what
you said that.
I think that's almost what gave me my rash.
Interesting. You know, I had a $400 lymphatic drainage massage yesterday.
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Why did
that
she do
sounds
that?
Really nice. Was it chic?
It was chic and it actually felt incredible. It was the kind of thing like a very beautiful friend like sends you a thing and I'm just like, I'm booking it. And then you like don't look at like, what actually is it? How much is it? And then you show up and you're like, what the fuck? I'm like,
yeah.
And actually, I remember her being like, don't do this unless you're doing a bunch of other things to get in shape. Because it's kind of like the cherry on top. Whereas I'm starting from, I'm making it the base. I'm like, it's the ice cream.
Yeah.
And then what am I going to do? But she told me not to have any caffeine or alcohol for 2 days. But
for 2 days after the massage.
Yeah, but I can't not have caffeine. It gives me the worst headache in the world.
Oh.
Anyways.
But she drained your lymph nodes.
She slurped them out. It felt so good.
Do you know I do that every morning? I just drain my face.
Oh, Johnny, I love that. Oh, I can like feel that.
Is that what
you're doing? Oh, God. Is there a specific video you follow?
No. I did at one point, and now I just like do it on my own.
Is that what Jade Rollers are for? In a way?
I have two Jade Rollers I keep in my freezer.
Oh, wow. It's the best. Yeah. Before you go to set.
Right.
You little freak.
To improv?
In 2020, before the pandemic hit, I almost came out with my own line of Jade Rollers.
Okay.
Because I was like always on Instagram like...
Yeah,
oh
you
my
should.
God. I need to. Do you have?
The J-Lo is jumping out.
The J-Lo is yeah, jumping businesswoman.
Out. J-Lo glow.
Okay, singer, businesswoman. all right.
Love it.
That's enough.
That's enough of us.
God bless us.
Thank you all for listening
Thank
and
you.
Even watching on your computers.
If you watched the whole episode of this, that would be so crazy.
Yeah.
I've never watched a podcast. But
me neither.
Mm-mm. It's for straight men.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll love this.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, quick aside before we're done. I thought we were so funny on that Miles pod and all the comments
I know.
About it's just funny. Like we actually were so funny on this podcast. The comments are one has literally drawn and quartered.
I know.
They're like these two people were just they're the first time I've ever not been able to listen to a podcast.
Wow.
It was a different demo.
Hey, love. All right, well, chomp chomp.
Headgum podcast.
Hey, bitch. Seek Treatment is a production of Headgum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.